Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, ranking member of the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee on Labor, Health and Human Services, Education and Related Agencies, slammed the Trump administration for stopping $65 million in funding for Alzheimer's disease research at institutions across the country. 14 of the 35 Alzheimer's disease research centers have had their funding halted by the National Institutes of Health because the Trump administration continues to cancel NIH Advisory Council meetings, which are the final required step in the grant approval process. The Trump administration has prohibited NIH from announcing more than 185 study section and advisory council meetings on the Federal Register, forcing the cancellation of NIH's National Institute on Aging January Advisory Council meeting, where renewal applications for the 14 ADRCs were to be reviewed. As a result, those 14 ADRCs will begin to run out of funding starting today, and all of them will run out of funding by April 30th. President Trump has single-handedly stopped Alzheimer's disease research in its tracks. "Let that sink in," said Senator Baldwin. She added, "The millions upon millions of families with a loved one with Alzheimer's disease or related dementias are relying on this research for hope. But Donald Trump and Elon Musk are refusing to fund this research because they are in an all-out quest for every dollar they can find for their billionaire tax break. This is Alzheimer's disease research, including at the University of Wisconsin, that is discovering ways to prevent these diseases, detect them earlier, develop new treatments, and ultimately find cures. But Donald Trump is throwing that by the wayside so he can give handouts to his wealthy friends." Some Western Wisconsin residents are upset after Congressman Derek Van Orden's staff failed to show up to a scheduled event in Eau Claire and abruptly changed locations for a lacrosse event late last week. Van Orden blamed what he called agitator groups for the disruptions to his office's schedule. In lacrosse, Van Orden was set to meet with the North Lacrosse Business Association at the Pearl Street Brewery, but then moved the event to Castaways and in the process rescinded registration from some people who planned to attend the event. U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders is heading to Western Wisconsin later this week to visit Republican districts in support of Democratic politicians and liberal candidates on the spring nonpartisan ballot. Sanders will appear at Altoona High School on Saturday. According to a statement, Sanders' office said that he's holding the events to push back against the current presidential administration and to put pressure on congressmen like Derek Van Orden to vote against cuts to public services like Social Security. Van Orden criticized the planned appearance. Wisconsin sees its first ever dip in alcohol-related deaths following the spike in 2020. Alcohol consumption remains a significant issue in Wisconsin, with state health data showing that one in every five adults has engaged in binge drinking in the past month. The most recent data shows a drop in alcohol-related fatalities from 2022 to 2023, marking the first recorded decrease in years. Before this, alcohol-related deaths had increased annually since the DHS began tracking them in 2014. Since then, at least 27,000 people have died from alcohol-related causes in the state. The biggest year-over-year increase came between 2019 and 2020, when alcohol deaths rose nearly 18%. DHS classifies alcohol-attributed deaths into two categories: acute, which includes fatalities from causes such as drunk driving, crashes, or alcohol poisoning, and chronic, which refers to long-term effects like liver cirrhosis or cancer. DHS data reveals that alcohol-related acute deaths alone outnumber opioid deaths in the state. March is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. Colon cancer is one of the top three types of cancer in the world. It is diagnosed in 150,000 people a year, with 1 in 20 diagnosed with colon cancer dying from the disease. This month is a time to shine a light on the importance of early detection and lifestyle choices in the fight against this prevalent disease. Screenings can decrease your chances of dying from the disease by 90%. Trey Fokers is a doctor of gastroenterology at Amplify Health Gunderson.
Screening tests are divided into two groups. There's cancer detection tests. Those are your stool-based tests, such as FIT cards, where you place a small amount of stool on a card and mail it in. It's looking for small amounts of blood in the stool that can be that are usually released from large polyps or the cancers. And that that's a FIT-based test that's done every year. There's something called Cologuard, which people have probably seen the commercials for, that examines an entire stool, and it is done every 3 years. It includes the FIT test, but also a DNA evaluation looking for those advanced polyps and cancers. Those tests are very good at diagnosing cancers early stage, which can then be treated usually surgically. In order to prevent those cancers, we do colonoscopy. That's considered a prevention test. And during your colonoscopy, if we find what the precancerous polyps, those are removed. And again, it's believed to reduce your risk of getting colon cancer by about 90%.
While the average age to begin screening for colon cancer is 45, it can be different for everyone.
The rates of colon cancer and many cancers have been increasing in younger individuals. So the most recent recommendations are to start at age 45 if you don't have any family members affected by colon cancer or polyps. So if you do have family members, particularly first-degree relatives affected by colon cancer or polyps, those recommendations may change. So all of that should be discussed with your primary doctor and shared with your family members.
Folker says if you display any signs of colon cancer, you should see a doctor.
Presentation in colon cancer is change in bowel habits. So if you're having more diarrhea, change in the size caliber of your stool, more constipation, and those symptoms aren't getting better over 2-3 weeks, then you need to be talking to your primary doctor. Those symptoms are present in about 75% of individuals who present with colon cancer. Bleeding is present in about 50% of individuals. Any rectal bleeding should also be discussed with your primary doctor. Iron deficiency anemia, so which would show chronic small amounts of blood loss, is present in about 20 to 30% of folks.
According to the American Cancer Society, anyone can develop colon cancer, but certain factors can increase the risk. Folker says it can be caused by genetics, but colon cancer is based a large part on environment.
Diet and exercise plays a large part. You know, diet is the same thing that's bad for your heart is bad for your colon. Diets high in red meat, alcohol increases your risk, smoking increases your risk, and lack of exercise increases your risk. So any Western diet puts you at risk. So our rates of colon cancer in older individuals have been decreasing with the increasing amount of screening that we're doing over the last 30, 40 years, but we're still, with the population increasing and the younger folks being more affected, the number of colon cancers diagnosed every year has been remaining stable.
The month of March aims to raise awareness about colorectal cancer, the second leading cause of cancer deaths in the United States. The American Red Cross urges donors to give blood or platelets to help build up the blood supply. People of all blood types are encouraged to make and keep their donation appointments so hospitals can continue to ensure critical care for patients. 5 blood drives will be held this week around the area. 2 blood drives will be held Wednesday. The first will be held from 8 to 2 at River Valley High School. The second will be held from 9 to 2 at the Richland Center High School. 2 blood drives will be held Thursday. The first will be from 9:30 to 2:30 at St. Cecilia Parish Center in Wisconsin Dells. The second will be from 1 to 6 at New Life Community Advent Christian Church in Baraboo. And a blood drive will be held Friday from 9 to 2 at Baraboo High School. To book a time to give blood or platelets at any of these blood drives, use the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. A movie night for children with disabilities will be hosted by Richland County Health and Human Services and the Center Cinema in Richland Center this Wednesday at 6. Children with any disability qualify for a free ticket voucher for the movie Paddington in Peru. The voucher also includes popcorn and a beverage. At least one parent or guardian must be able to attend the movie with their child. Parents and guardians will also qualify for the free ticket voucher. Center Cinema will make the theater user-friendly by turning the volume down a notch and opening up more area for children using wheelchairs. Those interested in attending may pick up vouchers at the front desk at Richland County Health and Human Services. Siblings are also invited to attend at a cost of $7, which includes the movie, popcorn, and a beverage.